Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. We hear a lot about climate migration, the idea that people have to move as climate change makes some places unlivable. But is this something we're still waiting for, or is it already happening? Our reporters Iman Kambai and Hamid Tarabzadeh looked into it.
Hi, Megan.
Happy to be here.
So are people already moving because of climate change?
The short answer, yes, but it's complicated.
To understand why, it helps to think about climate change in two ways. Gradual shifts, like rising sea levels, and extreme weather events, like hurricanes or wildfires.
So what does that actually look like?
To learn more, we spoke to Professor Elizabeth Fussell.
I'm a professor of population studies and environment and society at Brown.
She says what we're seeing right now is climate change-related migration.
What that means is migration that's driven primarily by an environmental driver, whether that's an extreme weather event or a gradual change in the environment like drought.
So people aren't moving just because of climate change, but it's becoming a bigger factor?
Exactly. People move for a lot of reasons, jobs, housing, family, but when climate disasters destroy homes or livelihoods, they might push people to leave sooner.
And this is already happening on a massive scale. In 2023, more than 20 million people were forced to flee their homes as a result of weather-related disasters.
According to data from the Internal Displacement Monitoring Center, weather-related displacements has been increasing over the last 15 years.
Where is this happening most?
All over. In 2024, catastrophic flooding in Brazil displaced over 300,000 people. And in East Africa, El Niño rains forced more than 350,000 people from their homes.
And of course, the recent fires in Los Angeles are forcing a lot of people in that region to rethink where they live.
Elizabeth says even places that are used to extreme weather, like hurricanes, can struggle with this new reality.
Like when Hurricane Helene hit North and South Carolina, people were surprised by the intensity of the overflowing rivers, which flooded homes, businesses, and roads.
The things people did in the past to protect their communities from hurricanes, floods, or wildfires just aren't working as well anymore. The risks are outpacing their ability to adapt.
So that's how I see climate change really making a dramatic difference in patterns of migration in the United States.
If climate change is already influencing migration, what does that mean for the future?
It means that people won't just move in reaction to disasters. Many will start making decisions before disaster strikes.
And we're already seeing signs of this. Zillow now includes climate risks in home listings, and insurance companies are adjusting rates or even pulling out of risky areas entirely.
According to Zillow's website, more than 4 out of 5 people consider climate risks when they're shopping for a new home.
If insurance is too expensive or unavailable, some people might decide to move before they have to. Others might be forced out if property values drop.
And so that's something that consumers are most likely taking into account now. But insurers are also taking climate hazards into account when they set their prices.
In a way, financial systems are starting to anticipate climate migration, even if individual people haven't made those choices yet.
So what's the bottom line?
Climate change isn't just a future problem. It's already reshaping where and how people live. And as risks increase, more people will be making tough choices about whether to stay or to go.
Got it. Thanks, Iman and Hamid. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about how your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Public's Radio.